Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, June 24, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Please pray with me. Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day. Help us to do the things and say the things that are pleasing to your eyes, and forgive us when we fail.
Please join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We will begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve, execute, and receive and file a renewal for a term contract for pest control services for Jefferson County with Attaboy Termite and Pest Control for a fourth additional one-year renewal from August 1st, 2013 to July 31st, 2014. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County with Attaboy for a third additional one-year term for renewal from August 7, 2013 to August 6, 2014. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract price extension for term contract for janitorial supplies for Jefferson County with Advax Inc. until a new contract can be awarded. Item D is to consider and approve an amendment to services for the term contract for janitorial services for Jefferson County with Advax Inc. to cancel services at Jefferson County Crime Lab, which will become effective on June 30th, 2013. Item E is to consider and possibly approve the disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Item F is to consider and possibly approve the disposal of scrap metal property, and the property will be transported to a metal salvage company and there sold for whatever price it might command, with the funds being returned to the county. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Judge. Ms. Dell, as far as the contract with Advac, how do we protect the employees and make sure everything is going to be square when the contract ends?
They are employees of Advac. They are not employees of the county.
Right.
And it will be up to whoever secures the new contract if they want to go ahead and hire them.
Well, no, I'm not talking about employment. I'm just talking about make sure everything's square at the end of the contract.
We don't really have a way to enforce that. They have provisions under the labor code that provide the timelines within which employees have to be paid, and if they're not paid, then they can file a complaint or a lawsuit.
You know, pay their invoice, and they have to issue
the
invoice.
Right. And at the close of the day, when the invoices, we have to make a final payment if there's a problem there. Is there any no control? Thank you. That's all I need to know. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Commissioner's Court, we'll table item A. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Ann Winfield for 8 years and 3 months of service to Jefferson County Public Health Department and wishing her well in her retirement. And why don't we take that issue separately? Do I have a motion on that item B?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
No. You're still going to get your proclamation, even with that resolution.
Ms. Annie, I have the honor of reading your resolution. It says, whereas Annie Winfield is retiring as pharmacist of Jefferson County Public Health Department, and the Commissioner's Court is pleased to recognize the outstanding employee for her contributions to the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas Annie Winfield has devoted 8 years and 3 months and such time of her life to the health care service of the patients of Jefferson County Public Health Department. And whereas Annie is respected and will be sorely missed by the staff who have admiration for performance skills as well as her ability to embrace and render assistance to those patients of Jefferson County in need of health care aid. Now therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby honor and commend Ms. Annie Winfield for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wish her well in her retirement. It's signed this day by the Judge Jeff Brannick, Commissioner Eddie Owner, Commissioner Brent Weeble, Commissioner Michael Senegal, Commissioner Bo Alfred. Ms. Annie, it's a great honor to have you here at the time you've been here. And if you don't mind, bring your husband up. I've seen him around, and you have all these great friends that's here. And Judge, I want to take a portion of privilege before you start. Ms. Cindy Johnson, would you please stand? That's a living miracle right there. It is good to see Cindy come back.
Just for me.
That's right, Ms. Annie. And you have the floor, Ms. Annie.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. I have worked with three county judges, Judge Griffith, Judge Walker, and Judge Brannick, which you probably all know them as the three wise men. I would like to let you know that when I first came here, I was approached by the media and they said, ma'am, are you kind of concerned about what you're getting into? And without reservation, I said, I have faith and confidence in the commissioners of Jefferson County. I still have that faith and confidence in Jefferson County, judge and commissioners. You could pay me later. I want you to know that to Dr. Walks, Reverend Morris, and the staff of Jefferson County Public Health, I want to thank you for all that you've done to keep the smile on my face. And I want everyone to know it's been an absolute joy to allow me to do the things that I really love to do. I want to thank my husband, Jerry, and all five of Jerry's kids. We're challenged, but they're Jerry's kids. And I want you to know that I have truly enjoyed my stay here, and God bless and keep every last one of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Ms. Annie, I want to say it's been a pleasure. I've only been here, this is my fifth year, and one thing I can say about you is you have the same personality that I try and bring, and sometimes it's hard, is that I've never saw a dull day in your life. No matter what you were going through, I mean, you know, you uplifted me every time I saw you. And some, when I first met you, I found out you was the pharmacist. And I said, you gotta be smoking or taking something. Because if you can come to work every day and it's cheerful and as beautiful as you are, yeah, no, it's hard. So we're gonna miss you. And when I said no, I wasn't saying no, you couldn't leave, but I don't want you to leave. Thank you, and I thank you and your family for just uplifting me every time I see you. You know, it's a pleasure. Even the entire department, I see they're here. So thank you, and God bless you and your family.
Well, I pray that you have a long and healthy and happy retirement where you will be very sorely missed. I've told my wife before, we have a 15-year-old golden retriever, and that dog is always happy. And I don't want to compare you to a dog, but I call you the golden retriever of the employees around here. And so we're sorry to see you go. And we want you to come back and visit whenever you can.
Judge, you know what? And I'll sum it up with this. You know, y'all say that she's always happy, but when the Lord has something to do with your life, it's a reason to be happy. Ms. Anna, we know without a doubt, without a question or a doubt, that's your faith, and we love you for that, and we love what you have done to help us.
One more quick comment. I'm sorry, I didn't right. Hit the mic before Commissioner Alford summed it up, but I remember in January of 2005, one of the first people I met besides the other commissioners was Annie. She came over and she hugged me and she said, I just want you to know, if there's anything you need, just let me know. Every day I see her, every time I see her, she just has that smile from ear to ear. Bright, as everybody said, I mean, she just brightens up the courthouse, and Your presence here just means a lot to us, and we appreciate it, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you.
All right. Next on the agenda is item C, to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a letter to the director of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice in support of the Jefferson County Adult Probation Department's efforts to solicit grant funds for the construction of a new facility for female offenders. Item D is to consider and possibly approve the amended Jefferson County Tow Services Guidelines, amending section I-14 to include a drop fee. And item E is to consider appointments to Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4, which was newly created by the voters recently, for the appointments of Mr. Charlie Reno, Ms. Sandra Melton, Mr. Charlie Cox, Mr. Jeffrey Thomas Roebuck, and Ms. Sandra Duhon, who could not be here today, for effective June 24th of 2013 through January 1st of 2014. Do I have a motion on those, remainder of those items under commissioners?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Could I, Mr. Cox, Ms. Melton, Mr. Reno, could I get y'all to stand? Mr. Roebuck, I want to thank you so much for agreeing to serve on the board. I hope that your time will be worthwhile and rewarding. We appreciate you giving back to your community. And if you'll wait around for a little bit after the meeting, we'll take the oath and swear you in and let you sign your oath of office, okay? Thank you so much.
I echo the judge's comments. Really appreciate your time and efforts.
All right. Moving on to items under county auditor. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer of Constable Precinct 2 for additional minor equipment in the amount of $700. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for parks and recreation for additional cost for a water fountain installation in the amount of $2,500. And item C, which is regular county bills, check numbers 381501 through 381750. We have a motion on those items under auditor. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Clerk, item A is to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for the County Clerk Carolyn Guidry and her Chief Deputy Teresa Goodness to attend the 2013 GRM User Group Conference in San Diego. That conference is sponsored by Thomson Reuters Manatron, the vendor for the county clerk's imaging system. We'll cover topics concerning the county clerk's office conversion this year to the GRM system. That's going to take place September 22nd through 26, 2013, and cost approximately $2,500. The funds will be provided in the current fiscal year's budget. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Treasurer, item A is to consider and possibly authorize the County Treasurer to execute a release of excess collateral with Wells Fargo Bank for the funds of Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Excess collateral?
Yeah. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? Commissioner Weaver. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under engineering, item A is to consider and possibly approve the removal of the four live oak trees along the Pearl Street in front of the sheriff's office to reduce the settlement of the outside wall of the building based on recommendations from our structural engineers. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Judge, are we going to replace these trees with any other type of oak?
I think that we probably will with things that are closer to the street, but the structural engineer feels that if these trees are removed, that the foundation may actually recover to the point. You know, we had a bid to do that work. It was like $1.7 million, and so he recommended us taking this step before we look at any further structural work, and for that kind of money, it's certainly worth following that recommendation.
Judge, I would also
barrier. Yeah, that's a good idea. All righty. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and approve a resolution for Alita Isidore for 20 years of dedicated resolutions as a correctional officer at the correctional facility for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and wishing her well in her future endeavors. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. There's three things to sign. And that completes our regular agenda. There are no closed sessions. Is there anything else that any of the elected officials wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.